So we're kind of getting to the end of the reasons that people reported that they decided not to have children. And in this episode, I am talking about one of those reasons, the state of the world. That's big, right? Like that could encompass a whole lot of things. Personally, I think if you were even considering anything and 2016 rolled around, that from that point through today, December 2021, that might be enough for you to say, hell no, I'm not having kids. So let's talk about that. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. The state of the world, that came in at only 9%. I don't know about you. I'm hoping you've listened to the previous episodes in this series, but the state of the world at 9%? What? Like, I would have thought that that number would be a lot more, considering this is a up-to-date article, and it's an up-to-date survey, a current survey. 9%, I don't know. That just seems low to me. So I think if you are someone that considered having kids and 2016 rolled around, that might have been enough for you to be like, hell to the no, I'm not having kids. So I think the state of the world is also probably a very high contender with the younger child-free by choice humans out there. So if that's you, let me know. So that's kind of my thought. I think Miley Cyrus is a good example of the state of the world. And also the next episode is something that is up her alley. So I just think that maybe child-free humans in their 20s may definitely be in this category, and also the next one for episode number 99. So the state of the world, like political state, economic state, there's just so many things. And yes, you know, just recently in December 2021, there was another shooting at a school in the United States. So yeah, the state of the world is scary as shit. And even if I was 30 and of childbearing age, I probably would not have a child because of the state of the world. So what are your thoughts? I don't know. For some reason, I can't wrap my head around this only being 9%. What are your thoughts? Do you think it should have been higher? Do you feel like the state of the world is a bigger reason than, you know, partner, no partner, age, all these other things that have been mentioned in previous episodes? Let me know. Until next time. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.